and one a tailor. And I learned how to use patterns then. But I used to like when my children went to school and they were being players at school. I didn't have enough money to donate to the school like most mothers did, because at that time my husband wasn't very well, and we didn't have very much money. We were on welfare then. We didn't have much money then. And I would have the teacher to get about four or five of the children's mother to bring me their clothes. And all they had to do was to draw a pattern and give me the size of the child, and I'd make their clothes. And the teacher would charge whatever it is, and I would charge, that's my donation to the school. And I did pretty well. And I used to make coconut flour rings and pecan flour rings, and the children would sell it at school. Sometimes we made as much as $10. And that was our donating to whatever went on at school. Like say the children, somebody was running for queen, and you wanted to help them, well, the one raising the most money would be a queen. But I don't think they do that now. I think it's now the best student, I think. I don't know how they do now.
Now, you were, what, you should, you know, a woman would be wanting to buy a dress, or one dress for another dress. She'd say, oh, I can't make my mind up. This dress is pretty, but this one's even
prettier.
Pretty, yeah. But now, around her dress in the kitchen, she'd wear a,
just a house dress. And when you want to go out, you get something a little bit more dressier. Well, some people like silk, some like a good cotton. Cotton is much cooler for the summer than silk. And some like, well, for children, for my kids, some I like the Baptiste and gingham. I'd buy the little gingham check, and we would make a little dress and the little pants to go with it and a little bonnet.
Yeah.
Because the sun would be hot, they have their bonnet. And when it was big enough to go to school, well, they had, most of them, they had the uniforms that wear uniforms. And they wear a skirt and blouse, or either they'd wear a jumper dress, something like that.
What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay.
Or a pinafore.
All right. Now, a man, when his old suit wore out, he'd buy himself a...
Another suit?
Another
suit? A new suit?
Okay. And if it was three-piece, it would have?
It would have the pants, the vest, and the coat.
Okay. Around the house, what did your husband wear? He wore just...
He wore overalls.
Yeah.
He wore either the overall pants, or it had a bib to it, with straps on the shoulder, and then he wore the overall jacket. That's mostly when he's working around the yard or doing things. And then he wore khaki pants just around the evening time when he got cleaned up, just a shirt and khaki pants, sometimes a khaki shirt. And during the summer, if it was hot, he'd take old pants that he'd get busted on the knee or something, he'd cut it off.
And make a pair of what?
Short pants.
Okay. What would you call those short pants that would come to the knees? That would be called?
Pillow pushers. I don't know about for men, but for women you call them pillow pushers.
You ever see any that would go over the knees, you know, go down below the knees? You know what they were called?
Three-quarter pants.
Okay.
But those, in my days, were pillow pushers. A long time ago, they had another kind that was called, I forgot, they had a name for them.
Calypsos? Well, did you ever see shorts that would come up to about right here? What would they call them?
Shorts? They call them short now. Some call them, bikinis. These call them short pants, but my children, not even me. I never wore short pants when I was coming up. Never have.